50 years ago today, the spire was placed on Coventry's new cathedral, and it was brought in style, and it was lowered into place by an RAF helicopter. This is how the event was reported at the time by British Pathé.
An RAF Belvedere helicopter helped to make building history at Coventry. Using a nylon rope, they hoisted onto the roof of the new cathedral the bronze 80-foot spire. They called it Operation Rich Man, after the biblical passage that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Radio, ground to pilot control, helped to make the job go without a hitch. Spire and rope made a load of about 4,000 pounds, and what a delicate business it was. They had to poise the spire and gently lower it onto a plate 1 yard square. The RAF gave its services free. As one of its men said, the German Air Force knocked it down, we're putting it up. And in less than a quarter of an hour, they were as good as they were. Congratulations to all concerned.
What a very different era. A bit of digging, though, by BBC Coventry in Warwickshire has managed to trace one of the pilots on that day. His name's Ron Salt. We brought him back to Coventry yesterday to see the spire close up that he'd put in place.
The spires round about here look extremely old. And compared with the one that we put up there, John Dowling and I were by the aircraft and looked up and, you know, having finished everything, we said, almost in concert, why have we gone to all this trouble just to put that piddling little thing up? And anyway.
So you didn't think it was very impressive?
No, I didn't, but I can see today that it has a structure which must be attractive to the stranger. I'm glad I've come to see it. It still looks fairly fragile to me. Up on the roof.
We're going to actually take you up onto the roof of the cathedral to go and see the spire that you put on. We've kindly been joined by West Midlands Fire Service, who are putting us into our harnesses to be able to go up onto the roof.
So how are you feeling about the walk up there then, Ron?
Well, I'm glad you chaps are with me too. Rather hoping there'd be a posh lift, but there isn't, so we're going to trudge up on the 110 steps or whatever it is.
Okay. Are we ready to go?
You ready, Ron?
Yep, fine.
We're finally up on the roof. What are your first impressions?
There are better ways to get up here. No, it's wonderful because, you know, I get a better impression of what the people who were on the roof had to cope with. I feel so much better about the look of the thing now that I'm up here right at the base of it. It looked a little bit like a Meccano toy or something, you know, from down below, but here it really looks effective.
Ooh! Oh, his hat! How do you feel about what mark you've made on our city here?
It's the mark it's made on me, to be honest, because I really didn't think that it was as impressive as it is. I'm delighted to be up here and feel the wind in my hair, such as it is. I've just been told that we're going to be abseiling down instead of climbing down. How do you feel about that?
How do you feel?
I'm all for it.
Still the adventurer, Ron Salt there, who's going to be joining us live, I'm delighted to say, later on in the programme. And he'd be telling us about what it was like to be up there yesterday and what it was like to be there 50 years ago. Now, we were talking about that Pathé film. It's about a minute long of the helicopter, the Belvedere, that Ron was helping to fly. And I've just put a link on our Facebook page as well. So if you want to have a look at it, I just think it's amazing. I saw it a couple of months ago. It's an amazing bit of film. And interestingly enough, Ron hadn't seen that film until we showed it to him. So we'll get his reaction on what it was like to see the work that he'd done. He knew they were filming it, obviously, but hadn't seen that as well. So if you want to have a look at what we're talking about, have a look at our Facebook page. BBC Shane on Air is the place to find it. And you can see that black and white footage of Ron and the team doing their thing in order to get that spire into place as well. And he sounds like, I tell you what, I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but he sounds like he's still up for a bit of an adventure as well.